This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. To tell the truth, there may be no truth at all. And when you add in that great river in Egypt, denial, you often end up with things being very different from what they appear to be. In 35 years of looking at the law, I've come to the reluctant conclusion that the combination of differing reflection and denial often results in people coming to believe their story, no matter how much at odds with reality it really is. When Jerry Sandusky says he didn't do it, despite mountains of evidence to the contrary, it may be that Jerry Sandusky actually believes he didn't do it, that the facts are so far at odds from what he believed his life to be that he's actually convinced himself that what is alleged to have happened really didn't. And there may really be very little perjury because lying requires you know what the truth is but choose to ignore it. The end result of all this may be that life is the account of differing recollection. We remember things to suit our case, and lawyers sometimes help shape recollection. And as Jerry Fasher once said, truth lies at the bottom of a bottomless pit. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.